Yes, Prabhu, there's some question.
Yes, Maharaj, just a moment. There is a question from Mahavira Das. Question from Mahavira Das. So the question is, compassion is epitomized by Vasudeva Datta, who is praying to suffer perpetually to liberate others. How is compassion exercised in the liberated realm, where there is seemingly no one who needs to be saved?
Well, it's a very good point. In the spiritual world, it's comprised of liberated souls. Right? We've heard many times. It's not only that, reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. As Srila Guru Maharaj sometimes says, Vaikuntha, it's the southern hemisphere of the Adhoksaja realm, meaning that Krishna Loka is the northern hemisphere, the topmost region of the spiritual world. And this sometimes framed as an ontological question, it will say, or that can help us understand something about it, that which is the original, Goloka or Gokula? One understanding, there's Goloka Vrindavan as the original. First, we should say, as the Bhagavatam says, Janmad Yasya Yataha. It's from there, that realm, that everything has sprung. It's the original source of everything. Adi Rasa, Mukya Rasa. And not only in a general sense, but specifically, we're saying Adi Rasa, Madhura Rasa, and in the Goloka sense means Parakya Rasa. That divine relationship of Radha and Krishna, that's the source of everything. That is an astonishing thing. Because generally we think of the sequence of Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and that it culminates in Madhura, subdivided Parakya Swakya. And that's correct. But, as Guru Maharaj likes to say, actually, it works in the other way. Parakya Rasa Madhura, that's the original, and from there, the satellite or client rasas come and are dependent upon. Like in his sloka, Shyamalila Avalambam. Avalambam, that means dependent upon. And that, so not only is that the original, but we're told, and that is utterly dependent upon Srimati Radharani. That's why Radha Dasyam is the ultimate achievement. So people say, what, so, and one understanding, so that's the original, and then Prapancha Leela, when the material world manifest, as we've heard from, through Baladev, from Krishna to Baladev, the first other than Krishna is Baladev. I like that Guru Maharaj says that, first other than Krishna. So that means, in a delightful way, he can sometimes oppose Krishna. He's the first opposition, but like sweet opposition. Sometimes he has a disagreement, but it's yogamayak in content, means to enhance the pastimes. But anyway, from Baladev to the Chatur Vyuha, we're told Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradumna, Aniruddha, these four forum Vishnu expansions, and the second Chatur Vyuha, and then so many Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kiradakshaya Vishnu. And from Mahavishnu, innumerable universes, mundane, being manifested. Right? The glance of Mahavishnu toward Maya, personified as Shambhu Shiva, the personification of all jivas, he impregnates the jivas into the prakriti, the mahatattva, and they're coming out there. Those souls who sense the onset of their existence opted to reign in hell as opposed to serve in heaven. That seemed more appealing to us. It's not like, who are those people? Those people, we have met the enemy, and the enemy is us. We are those people. Right? So many jivas just from the beginning, they're going Vaikuntha, Baladev, Goloka, they're going. But others, another smaller section actually, seems overwhelming. I mean, when you're in jail, everybody's a prisoner, right? But actually, the incarcerated population is a very small percentage. The others are liberated souls, right? They're freely moving in society. So, Mahavishnu, innumerable universes, what is it? Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Koti svaseshu vishudhari vibhuti binnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindam adipurusham tamaham ajami. Everything is in Brahma Sanghita. So from his pores, the universes come out. Jagadanda. Anda means like an egg. They're like golden eggs and they expand to become a billion by a billion. Use any metric you like. A billion of these, but a billion by a billion is a lot, whatever it is you're calculating with. Innumerable universes, Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, then Garbhadakshaya Vishnu enters into each universe. And the bottom from there, Garbha, Brahma, comes from his navel, is on the Garbhadak ocean. And furthermore, there's Kiradakshaya Vishnu, expands into the, like Paramatma, into the heart of every living being. And this is also the channel sequence of how avatars appear in this world. That's why mysteriously, I think mysteriously, but other than that, it will be mentioned, like, you know, Mahaprabhu is an incarnation of Kiradakshaya Vishnu. As Kaviraj Goswami says, that's not untrue, but is like that the best thing you can say about him? That's the least you could say. Why Chaitanya Charitamritam is supreme. But anyway, so in those worlds, then we're told, it's called Prapancha Leela, the descent of the avatars into this world, but we're dealing more specifically with Krishna, right? Because there's Rama, Nrisimha, so many, but we want to talk about Krishna here right now. And so we say, so then if Krishna's about Goloka, then he brings Vrindavan down into this world. They call that Gokul. So there are those who think, oh, Gokula is an extension of Goloka. And Goloka is the original. And then they'll say, but so in Gokula, there are actually, you know, there are the asuras, demons, and the pastimes. Putana, Trinavarta, Trinakarta, who else? Aghasura, Denukasura, Vivida, Gorilla. And others, Aristasura. But sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, in Goloka, they're rumors. And he said, how are the demons there? He said, in the form of rumors. Or posters, like, look out, seen recently. You know, they're going to have a wanted poster, and they show, be on the... beware, this individual is moving around, creating havoc, maybe armed and dangerous. You know, make sure you're wearing your kavacha. And have your mantras ready. So, as we hear, Braja Gopis, their husbands in that realm are like rumors. To allow for particular pastimes. So it's a fine point, but I'll get to where I'm trying to go in a moment. So then we see, so Gokula has the as a different dynamic to it, being in this world, just like the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. In Mahaprabhu's pastimes, non-liberated are mixing with the supremely liberated. Makes it very interesting. If you have this realm where everybody's liberated, then who's going to play the bad guys? Yeah. But ultimately it is a play, and we hear sometimes they do descend into this world. And that's misunderstood by people who think that you can fall from the spiritual world when they'll say, oh, here it says, this gopi cursed Subal or Sridham, and a cowherd boy, and he had to descend and become a demon. Yeah, that is what Guru Maharaj calls out of necessity of lila, otherwise not. It's a play, it's a pastime. So then Krishna's, he manifests his abode here, his Braja Lila, for different purposes, one of which is to Puritranaya Sarunam Binashaya Chaduskritam Dharma Samsta Punartaya Sambhavami Juge Juge Yada Yada Hidharmasya Glani Bhaviti Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srijam Myaham I appear. Or he sends Shaktivesh Avatar, empowered representative. But sometimes it's Krishna himself. We are once in a day of Brahma, Sahasra Yuga, Parjantam Ahor Yad Brahmano Vidu. Once in a day of Brahma. That means day of Brahma, 4,300,000,000 years. The day, 8,600,000,000 years. Once. And then we hear, out of the four Manus, what, seventh, eighth, who is it? Svayambhuva Manu, Vaibhaswata Manu, and the 27th millennium, there's an overlapping. Just like, what's the Russian word for three? Right, so it's Treta Yuga. Why does it go Satya Treta Dwarpara? Dwa means two. Because they're right. Says they overlap. That's the time that Krishna comes and Mahaprabhu comes in the Kali Yuga following that. Once in a day. So we hear, to get a comprehensive understanding of this, different scriptures may be consulted. And then we see if there's something thematic or a thread, connecting thread. So we hear in the Garga Sangita that when this proposal comes, Krishna, he has to discuss everything with Radharani, of course. And the proposal that for the descent into this realm. And we hear there that Radharani says that, like, and we might expect from the female perspective, something like this could be said. She said, I'm not going, like, with rental stuff. I want everything that we have to take there. The originals. Means Jamuna, Vrindavan, everything. Not a replica or some sort, I know you're great at expansion and extension. No. What we have here, we bring all of that there. And she says twice, she said, like, I'm not kidding, I'm not going unless we have all of our original paraphernalia, because there's nothing that compares to it. Even so-called expansions, extensions, duplicates, clones, nothing compares to the original. That's my condition for going. And Krishna, of course, agrees. So then there's another school of thought that says, by Krishna's inconceivable will and power, he brings the original here. And what remains is an extension. So then we say, well, but this Gokula is most appealing and interesting because here there's the opportunity for non-liberated and liberated to mix. Or as Guru Maharaj said most aptly, once he said, the infinite is mixing with the finite as though he's one of them. Right? That's what we call a prakriti lila, prakriti bhat, that and remember, so many words could be used and are used in different contexts to describe these pastimes. Dibya, you know, transcendental, the most commonly used word. But the word aprakrita is very special and noteworthy because prakrita means mundane. So it's getting more precise about what these pastimes are. So prakriti means mundane, and aprakriti means like mundane, but not. Because if you said transcendental or divine, you might get another idea, and that would be okay. But the same, when it comes to this Krishna Leela, it's most aptly described as aprakriti. It appears very human, like Gurudev said, very human. When one devotee sometimes misrepresenting things, and Gurudev always harmonizing with love and affection said, to err is human, and he is very human. So very human, aprakriti lila. And the infinite mixing with the finite as though he's one of them. And so that means here, not just liberated souls playing the roles of asuras or demons, but there is some opportunity for the non-liberated and liberated to mix or come in contact. And that means to liberate them. How wonderful is that? Really, that is the at the heart of the extension and expansion of the Krishna consciousness movement is coming in contact with eternally liberated Krishna conscious personalities. Sudurlabha Bhagavata Hiloke. So that's the rarest thing. Satsanga Sevadirninam. Such association is the most valuable treasure in this world. To come in contact with a genuine devotee of Krishna. And we're told, you know, Krishna, hey Krishna, Koruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate. Koruna Sindhu. There's the word Koruna. That means compassionate in Sanskrit. He's an ocean of compassion and mercy, and either coming personally or sending his devotees to liberate others. But then, as the questioner says, well, what about in that in the liberated world? How is, you know, we're also told Radharani, as described by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, as Radhe Vrindavanadishe Korunamritabhahini Korunamritabhahini, you know, a never-ending stream of nectarine compassion. So, in that world, how is compassion shown? In separation. Separation, when it reaches a particular level of intensity, draws compassion, the compassion of Krishna. Like, what is the Gita sloka? One of the chatur sloka, the four nutshell slokas? Tesham evanukampartam aham agyanajam tama. What is it? Babasto gyanadipena basvata. So Guru Maharaj, he's saying, Hare Krishna, that when it says, it appears to be saying, aham agyanajam, when they're afflicted in a particular way, out of compassion, he reveal, you know, gyanadipena, with the light of knowledge, he brings illumination to them. So Srila Guru Maharaj is saying, if these are in fact high-level devotees, we know the highest-level devotees are jnana-shunya bhaktas, right? They're jnana-free. So how can Krishna say, appear to say, I give them jnana? He said, rather, what he's saying is, when their separation reaches a certain level of intensity and they can no longer tolerate being separated from Krishna for another moment, you know, their hearts are bursting, they're about to break, then Krishna reveals himself to them. And this is a profound subject, but within this is hope for the neophyte and hope for the highest, the devotees of the highest level of achievement. Because the neophyte, we're suspect of spiritual emotions. Like, what did Gurudev have? The one talk called devotion, not emotion, something like that. And so we're suspect of, sahajya, imitationism, feigning emotion, the Stanislavski method, you know, of not really having the real thing, but through imitation, achieving a certain state. But separation is legitimate. This is an amazing and wonderful and encouraging thing to understand. It's the very highest sort of thing. Bahe vishajalahoy bitore anandamoy Krishna premerad bhuta charit. But in this instance, the very highest type of, where the condition where the highest type of sentiments manifest, the neophytes have been told, encouraged to move along these lines. Why? Because from our present position, separation is realistic. The meeting is a fantasy, a hallucination, a fraud. It's fictitious. But separation, you can make a case for that. Right? That's real. At present, we are separated from Krishna. The only problem is that doesn't bother us as it should. We're apparently oblivious to that and thinking so many other things are the cause of our suffering when actually this is the cause. The cure being remembrance. But here there's some overlap between the legitimate position of the highest section of liberated souls and their aspirations and the lower section of non-liberated souls. Therefore, the pastimes of Mahaprabhu are so wonderful. He's coming distributing the highest thing. Like once Guru Maharaj gave what I think is one of his greatest talks of all time that I've ever heard. If someone had to say, and I would say, oh, this part of this talk is it. And some at the end, some devotees, they were like shaking because they got it. And they were like, they were thinking almost like, it doesn't make sense. Like the most undeserving are given the very highest thing. Like, they were shaking their heads in astonishment because Guru Maharaj touched their hearts with Mahaprabhu's compassion. And then And one devotee asked, like, why? Why did Mahaprabhu do this? Not disagreeing, but just being astonished. And Guru Maharaj said, what should he do? Like, should he come down and distribute stone chips to everybody? Right? Because you're so low, so fallen. Let's give them something, but not anything really good. Because they're just so fallen and so low. You know, what is they say Christ said? You know, don't cast your pearls before swine. Right? You know that expression? Is it similar in Russian? Say it in Russian. Okay, there you go. Sounds worse in Russian. That's what they say in New Jersey. However bad things get, there's probably some Russian words to describe it. So that, don't cast your pearls before swine. Right. So Guru Maharaj said, is that what he should do? He said, no. Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Interestingly, Guru Maharaj says about Gurudev and his pranam, that's what he's doing. Krishna Prema Bijapra, distributing the seeds of Krishna Prema. So Rupa Goswami is saying, you are the Mahavadanaya avatar. There's no one more merciful, compassionate, and magnanimous than you. Why? Because you're giving the very highest thing to the least deserving, to those in the lowest position. Otherwise, that wouldn't be the greatest magnanimity. This is Guru Maharaj's, you know, formula or math in a sense, saying so that if you were praising someone, because we could say you are magnanimous, but if you said, no, you are the most magnanimous, of whom there was no one more magnanimous than you, then that would mean the highest thing of which there's nothing higher would be being gifted to mercifully to the lowest people of whom there is no one lower. That would be it. He said, so what Mahaprabhu is doing, it's Krishna, and he's in the best position to say, what's the highest thing? Right? Everyone can have an opinion about this. And it may be valid in varying degrees. But if Krishna weighs in, we have to take that seriously. So if Krishna is saying, like, you know, I know some things you don't know. We can assume that. Right? So he's in a position to say, this is the highest thing of which there's nothing higher. And what is his conclusion? And again, this is very hopeful for us. Because somehow, even after coming in connection with Krishna consciousness, we're a little leery or suspicious that we're like signing on to a false bill of goods. Like, you're like, all right, Krishna, he owns and controls everything. He's the supreme enjoyer. He gets everything. And what about us? Like, oh, we get to be the devotees. You know, we get to give him everything. Right? What do we get? Nothing. You know, just be glad that, you know, you can participate. So we're thinking, it's like, he's like, you know, the infinite, and he gets 57 offerings a day in Jagannath Puri. And, you know, I'm sorry, Prabhu, we distributed all the prasadam. What Gurudev said about the time when Aravinda Lochan's collecting all day and night, and Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu, he's the temple president. And it's like Ekadashi or something, I don't know, the next day, and Aravinda is coming back very late. And it's so late that Bhuvan Mohan, he ate everything. Because it can't go to the next day or something like that. So there's nothing. So Aravinda, who's been out all day collecting, comes back, gives everything he's collected, and then finds out there's no prasadam for him. Ask Bhuvan Mohan about it, and he tells him how he was forced to eat everything in anticipation of the next day. And Bhuvan Mohan says to Aravinda, it's very difficult being a temple president. So Gurudev would say that many times when some situation come out, very difficult to be temple president. What to speak of being Krishna? Having to be supreme enjoyer and... But so we think that like the devotee's in a lesser position and Krishna, like, but actually, if we listen carefully and follow carefully what's being said, astonishingly, we're being told devotion, real devotion, is identified, assessed when the infinite comes under the control of the finite, when the devotee is in the superior position. That Rupa Goswami says this in the first chapter of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Like, how to identify, how to understand what Krishna consciousness is. Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. That although Krishna is all attractive, irresistible, Krishna is irresistibly drawn in attraction to Krishna Bhakti, even a drop of it in the heart of a tiny finite soul, and it brings him under control. So that Krishna in Charitamritam, remember, Chaitanya Charitamritam is Krishna speaking candidly, privately. You don't hear this anywhere else. A little bit here and there, but not like you hear there. Right? Everything else is usually praise of Krishna in that direction, or Krishna saying things in favor of devotion. But here, Krishna is getting very personal and revealing never before revealed candid thoughts, heart, feelings. And he says that when I observe Radharani, remember, she is the devotee supreme. When I observe her and her behavior, the way she responds to my name, my fragrance, the sound of my flute, touch, everything. He said, it's so astonishing observing her. Because sometimes they're lost in enjoyment. But other times Krishna is thinking about this. And observing her. And he's thinking, I think that what she's experiencing, her, I'm ecstasy personified, but she's the one who's capable of relishing ecstasy personified to the nth degree. It occurs to me that what she's experiencing, that happiness, that ecstasy, is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. That's from Krishna, who's the supreme enjoyer, ecstasy personified, Rasaraj Krishna, says what she's experiencing, I think, is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. That's what I think. That's my theory. But I can't experience that from the position of supreme enjoyer, everything, etc. So then, and we're told, and what pushed him over the, but you know, like the, what's the point? The turning point or the edge, like where he made this decision was when he withdrew himself from her and Brajagopis, but in, you know, first in Rasa Leela, you read 10 cantos of Bhagavatam to get to this point. And they all, Krishna gives the indication to Yogamaya to assemble all the qualified for this divine pastime. And Vishwanath gives the example of the mangoes. When the king says, I want to eat mangoes, the cook goes and picks a whole bunch of mangoes. But then when they get to the kitchen, they go like, this one needs a little more ripening. Oh, this is good today. This, a little more. Yeah. And they separate them. So he's saying, Yogamaya sees who's ready for Rasa Leela and the others need some ripening. And how are they ripened? Like by heat, by fire, the fire of separation. They won't be, they'll almost get to go, but won't. And we hear some of them, it says like die, or they pass out and they're, you know, the hut and the home or whatever. So the fire of that separation brings them to the fully ripened stage. Next time, flute sound, right time, yoga, they'll go. But anyway, so why did I say that? Oh, so then, so you read 10 cantos of Bhagavatam to qualify, to come to this point of hearing this, and Krishna tells Yogamaya, arrange everything, gives the indication, and then it's time, and the gopis are there, and what does Krishna do? He vanishes. That's just, and you think like, maybe I didn't read this correctly. It's only about to begin, and he's already gone. And you think like, this is that story that we waited so long to hear, and this is how it goes. But then, what do we hear there? That Krishna, he sees everyone assembled. He's thinking, remember, he's Bhavagrahi Janardana. He wants a particular quality of heart. So he's thinking, if I would vanish and hide, they would be plunged into such a depth of separation. Their hearts would just reach the deepest zone where that supremely tasteful substance of prem comes from. Then if I reappear, what type of rasalila will that be? That's our Krishna, how he operates. So that's what he does. And then, and this is the point that I mean to make. So we hear of the Gopi Gita, they're like devastated. What happened? You know, and they start singing all these songs, prayers in separation, of which one, Mahaprabhu liked very much hearing from Pratap Rudra Maharaj at the intermission of Rath Yatra, when he takes a break in the garden from all the singing and dancing. Tava katam ritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalmasha apaham sravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinanti te buridajana. And I forgot to say one time recently when Gurudev said the initial sloka of the Bhagavatam, janma yasya yatam baya ritaratascha teshu abhigya swarat. He said it's like the dance of elephants. It's the meter and the poet. It's like, it's astonishing, but you don't want to get too close. He said, whereas here, and now it's same Veda Vyas, but Gopi Gita, if you listen, it's Tava Katam Ritam Ta on the 7, Tapta Jivanam Kavi Bir Iditam Ka Masha Apaham Sravana Mangalam Sri Madatatam Bhuvi Granantite Te Buridaja. They're beautiful, inner rhymes. And it's very, because now the gopis are singing. So then he shows his poetic skills as well. I mean, they're divine. It's not ego assertion. But anyway, they're saying, now they want Krishna to become compassionate to them. Their hearts are afflicted, burning with the fire of separation. What do we do? What do they do? Their own conclusion is saying, if we talk about him, that will relieve this burning fire in our hearts. But if we talk about him, remember him, hear about him, and when they start talking about Krishna, remember when he did this, they start discussing his different pastimes, they even enact those pastimes. Someone says, I am Kaliya! And then, no, I am Krishna, I will chastise you. They do Kaliya Leela, many different pastimes. They're very familiar with them. And that starts giving some relief to them. But they're praying to him. I forget the line. But that if he will be, you know, compassionate to them and reveal himself to them and relieve them from the great suffering of separation. But that said, when he does reappear, one of the Tasam Avirabhut Chori sloka, that the one that ends in man mata, that Cupid's Cupid. They're all happy, and they begin this Rasalila, and we know from Jayadev, via Ramananda Samvad, that Radharani, seeing that she is being given equal treatment amongst the gopis, she, as Guru Maharaj's deity, Gandharva, in Saraswati Thakur, Gandharvika, she displays superior singing and dancing, and then leaves in a huff. And Krishna, who's enjoying so much the Rasalila, the whole quality of the experience goes down. And that is the spiritual math given by Ramananda. So he's saying, this is the way of telling, then the quality of that one must exceed the combined quality of all the others. Because we hear sometimes there's billions of them, sometimes trillions at the Rasalila. One leaves and the whole quality of experience goes down. You would think if one left, you know, who would notice? No. One leaves and Krishna's saying, what happened? And then he realizes one has left. And so he says, Radha Madaya Hridaye Chatyaja Braja Sundari. Radharani alone in his heart, he leaves all the Brajasundaris, the beautiful Brajagopis, and goes searching for Radharani. But then, remember, it's Krishna, and he's a particular way. After some time, she said, I am exhausted. If we are to go any further, you have to carry me. And Krishna's carrying Radharani, and then he places her down, and she like closes her eyes and saying, who is more fortunate than me? Krishna left everybody for me, and my position is so fortunate. And when she opens her eyes, Krishna's gone. Hare Krishna. Saraswati Thakur did not like to hear that. When some devotee said, what, how to understand this? He said, why do you tell that? There's no devotion there. And everyone, silent, they just go on like, shh. Ask another question. He's, like the prayer says, Sri Barshabhanavi Devi Doyitaya Kripabdaye. Barshabhanavi Devi Doyita Das. Barshabhanavi Devi means Radharani. Doyita, her exclusive servitor, can't tolerate any apparent disregard for Srimati Radharani. But our Guru Maharaj, he's always the perfect assistant of Srila Saraswati Thakur. He said, so he's searching with Guru Maharaj's, Shastra Nipun capacity, and finds, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna's hiding in the kunja. He's thinking, he's so astonished by her and her behavior and how she values his association. He hides in the kunja to think, what is she like when she's feeling separation from me? And then from a hidden position in the kunja, what he sees, and some say, like at Goswami Maharaj's Mata Imli Tala, it's where he came to this decision. What he observes of her in separation, he makes the choice that is given again in Charitamritam. Aparam kasyapi prani janabrindasya kutuki. Kutuki means curiosity. So what he observed of her, it arouses the curiosity in him. Rasovstamam hritva madhuram upabhoktam kamapiya. Hritva madhuram means he steals her heart. Not borrows, not unlocks, he steals her heart. She's not going to give easily, readily, reluctantly, steals her heart. The remainder being Gadadhar and Krishna enveloped by the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani, the golden avatar, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, Nomi Krishna, that Krishna Swarup, Krishna, the Swarup of Krishna, Radha Bhava Dyuti. Now he's no longer enjoyer. That's why the Gauranga Nagaris are cancelled by Totaram Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur, and everyone in our line, right? Because they try and allude that Nimai Pandit, he's sometimes reciprocating erotics, no such thing. Not even with Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya. There are no erotic pastimes in Gauralila. So he's fully embraced this position of Srimati Radharani. No, say like the sannyas mantram, Gurudev would say, you're no longer a male. The Purush Bhav is finished. Male, gone. Don't think any more like a male. And so Krishna, now he can experience as Mahaprabhu what it is like to be her. If there's competing a competition with Purusha Bhav, male, it cannot be. These are, open secrets of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and understanding Mahaprabhu properly. Right. So, where she's at her greatest need, you can say, for, compassion. She herself is compassionate, but she's seeking the compassion of Krishna to reveal himself to her. But one comes to mind also is a mysterious transmission of compassion in an indirect way. Is that we're told in the sloka, this Achchen Nam Nayanam Bhu Bandushu Kritam sloka, that Guru Maharaj quotes from the Padyavali of Rupa Goswami, saying that one day Radharani, she cannot stop crying, right? Feeling separation from Krishna. And the Guru Varga, that means mother, father, aunties, uncles, etc., they've become very worried. They've seen something like this before, but they're thinking, this, it's not stopping, and it seems like she's contemplating leaving the world. And we've heard from Guru Maharaj that when the news reaches Chandravali, who's normally Radharani's competitor, right? Tvayor, Upayor, Madhye, Radhika, out of the two, she, Radharani is superior, but she's within the two, that she approaches Radharani and says, I admit it, you're better than me. She's not normally admitting that. She said, you're superior in every way. And she's saying, please don't do this. Meaning like, she said, because without you, then Krishna will never return. I know that. You are what brings Krishna back. So if we don't have you, we lose Krishna. So I'm pleading with you, begging you. And maybe that made Radharani a little happy to hear that. But in the Rupa Goswami story, he's saying, so she's crying incessantly, all the guru, everyone is worried, and the Brajagopis assemble. And then suddenly, she stops crying. And then what happens? All of her sakis and mandris, all the friends, they start crying uncontrollably. So what she was feeling and experiencing becomes transferred to all of them. So we could say, we can't say much, but we could say that our Guru Varga, they really are full of compassion. Vairagi yug bhakti rasa prayatne apayam mam anabipsamandam kripam buddhi yat paraduka duki sanatanastvam prabhumasvayami. As Raghunath Das Goswami praises Sanatan Goswami, saying, I was unwilling, reluctant, Vairagya Yuga, to drink this divine substance. But Sanatan Goswami Prabhu is so merciful that he forced me to drink it. So it is our good fortune that our Guru Varga, they force us to drink the nectarine substance of Krishna consciousness. And that compassion they feel for those who, the cause of suffering in the world is separation from Krishna, forgetfulness of Krishna. The only cure is remembrance of Krishna and talks of Krishna, Krishna Katha, Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jivanam, etc. And that is their gift to us, and with the tacit understanding that what was given freely be extended to others. So the only way the Krishna consciousness movement expands is when that anxiety that they're feeling for the suffering condition of fallen souls is transferred to the other devotees. Then we'll be in anxiety and they'll be happy. And they'll be happy that we're in that kind of anxiety, that we're thinking of ways how to be compassionate toward the souls who are unfortunate. Their misfortune is not having a connection with Krishna consciousness. That's the only, Saraswati Thakur said, this is the only shortage, famine I recognize in this world. I said, no, we heard in some country the people are... Yeah, that's the criminal, exploitative mismanagement of exploitationists. There's no shortage. The only shortage and really the cause of suffering in this world is a lack of Krishna consciousness. So whether in the highest sense, to relieve the suffering hearts of the great devotees who are feeling the pangs of separation, or in this world, of forgetfulness, that is the root cause of suffering. So when Guru Maharaj was preaching to the man he's supposed to collect a donation from, who when Guru Maharaj showed up, a new man was there on behalf of the government. They have some funds they distribute to like charitable institutions, whatever, and that man said, Guru Maharaj thought he's just collecting a check for the Gaudiya Math temple, but now there's a new man in the office. And he said, if there are any surplus funds, we certainly will not give that to build a mat, but it'll be given to like food distribution, clothing, sheltering for the poor, some humanitarian altruistic work, but not a mat. And Guru Maharaj is thinking, I will go away empty-handed, return. They'll say, oh, did you pick up the check? And he'll say, oh, no, I came with nothing. Right? And he's thinking, what to say to this man who seems adamant? Not a mat, it'll be for humanitarian, altruistic sort of things. And Guru Maharaj said, he prayed to Sri Saraswati Thakur, and mysteriously, this verse came to him, and it's about after the sages hear from Sukadeva about the Rasa Leela, and they're astonished, shocked, is more like it. There's a few slokas there that are very important. One of which is this, Vikriditam Brajabadu Vidam to Vishnu, saying, these divinely playful pastimes between Krishna and Braja Gopis you just heard? It doesn't say Krishna, it says Vishnu. Sometimes Vishnu means God. So they're saying, they don't say Krishna because then you think he's some, because of the aprakrita nature of these pastimes, he's less than divinity. No, these are divine pastimes. Sradhan bhato anusrinaya ratavarna yajat. But can only be approached under the guidance of such devotees, the real, genuine devotees, with faithfulness, the systematic way that they represent us. It's about faith culture. But then it says, bhakti param bhagavati bhagavati bhakti pratilabdhikamam hridrogam ashru api api hinoti achirena dhira. Hridrogam word is used. That means heart disease. And it's saying, this is the root cause of material existence is heart disease. Consumerism, you know, desire. I want to enjoy this. That is heart disease. And Guru Maharaj said to the man, this in this very peculiar way, and we only say it to repeat what he told him, but he said, and he turns to the man and says, that hunger. He said, when I was in the body of an elephant, I ate jungles and that hunger was not satisfied. And he said, and in the body of a stool-eating pig, hills of stool, and that hunger was not satisfied. He said, so what will, how to address that hunger? He said, it's a mat, like the Braja Gopis say, tavakatamritam, a place where you can hear about Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna, that alone can address this hunger. That's why Mahaprabhu jumped up and said, Burida Jana, Burida, you, he didn't even know who he was. He's saying, you are giving something valuable to the world. You're the real humanitarian. What you're doing is really altruistic. You're the savior of the people. You're giving them real food, real substance. And he said, and so great, all I can do is embrace you. That's when he embraced Prataparudra Maharaj, which Prataparudra Maharaj was seeking all along. But it was when he said that sloka, equating the topics of Krishna, hearing about Krishna, and we know that from our own life, this is the truth. So, this is real compassion. Otherwise, what does Krishna tell Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita? Asochastvan pragyanamadam sabhasate gatasum agatasum cha nanu sochanti pandita. Any other understanding, he says, is not pundit-like. You don't understand what you're talking about, or where you're, it's misdirected. So, interestingly, it's the same in both planes. The real compassion is to extend Krishna conception through talks, sravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, srotavyas, kirtitavyascha, smartavyas, chetadha bhayam. Sukadev says from the very beginning, abhay, fear, anxiety, you want to overcome this? That's why you're, what do you need to do? Srotavya, hear about, kirtitavya, glorify, smartavya, and remember Krishna. And that'll put, you know, tapta jivanam, it'll put an end to all this, harata, haratonga tapam, harata, tapa, it puts in and takes away the suffering of the higher section of liberated souls and the lower section of conditioned souls. How wonderful is the Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna katha durvika, Saraswati Thakur said. Only shortage in the world. Topics of Krishna. Hare Krishna.